Shalom to all. Today's episode is Shalom Tanis Tav Chaf Alfi. We're starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's episode sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarabas Biaka Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we just had a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Why it's called Ne'ilas Sha'arim? We call it Ne'ila. The Mishnah calls it Ne'ilas Sha'arim. Why specifically Sha'arim? So Rav said because it's Ne'ilas Sharei Shemayim, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's Ne'ilas Sharei Heichal. And the practical nafkamina is when you're going to daven Ne'ila. Rav would say you daven Ne'ila in the evening by Ne'ilas Sharei Shemayim, which is basically Shkia. Or Rabbi Yochanan say that you daven Ne'ila earlier on in the day because Sharei Heichal, the doors of the Heichal are closed after Shechitas Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, which is still when it's daytime. Says the Gemara, Achua de Ime de Rav Ada, the brother of the mother of Rav Ada, Havatzair Gulse de Rav, he would hold on to the cloak of Rav, Betsuma Rabba, on the great fast, meaning on Yom Kippur, and on Malay, Rav told him, Kate Chame Shim Shabarish Dikle, when you see the sun at the tops of the palm trees, At Yavli Gulse, give me my cloak, the Nisle Ne'ila Sharim, so we could dive in Ne'ila. Now the problem is, based off this story, Machav Shitas de Rav, we have a steer Shitas Rav, Taman Hu Amar Ben Ila Shari Shemayim, over there, meaning we just explained that Rav holds. Why is it called Ne'ilas Sha'arim? Because it's the closing of the gates of heaven, which means you're supposed to daven by Shkia. And over here, he's saying, like the other opinion, Ne'ilas Sha'arim Heichal, because he told Rav Ada's uncle to give him his cloak when he sees the sun at the top of the trees, says by Ne'ilas Sha'arim Heichal. So Rav Tanya answers, I did have a marach b'tzoyse sagin, since he would daven very long, have a magia samach Ne'ilas Sha'arim Shemayim, he would get all the way to Ne'ilas Sha'arim Shemayim, so even though he would start early, he would still be davening by Ne'ilas Sha'arim Shemayim, which is l'shitasoy, no stira. We continue discussing Ne'ila. The Gemara asks, Ne'ila, does it pater the evening tefillah? Meaning, does it pater myriv? Because if Ne'ila is being davened at night, so maybe it should pater myriv. So Rabbah quotes Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, Ne'ila pater shal erev. Ne'ila does pater myriv. But now we're going to have some questions on this. Amar Rav Bala Rav Chuna, ve'echanu matzker shal Avdallah. So where does he mention Avdallah? If he's davening Ne'ila as his myriv, so where does he mention Havdallah for Matzim Kippur? And a Rav Yonah Rabbah, he asks, ve'echiyu sheva paitres shmein asrei. How could 7 pater 18? We know that myriv Matzim Kippur is supposed to be 18 brachas, but you're telling me then Ne'ilah is also counted as Ma'ariv, while Ne'ilah is only 7 brachas. How does that work? Now, once he asked him this question, Amrlei responded, V'leik fire Tosfos, wasn't a question already asked on it? Amrlei, so he explained, Ubegin di Tosfos tibatel, which is because a question was asked on it, now it's batel, let's ask more questions on it. And we further clarify this, Amr Rabbeis says, Madakashi Rabba Kashiyos, Madakashi Rabbeina, like Kashiyos. That which Rabba had asked, the word we say Havdallah, that's a good question. But that which Rabbeina asked regarding 7 and 18, that's not a good question. Why is that? Because Kali Kilu Olav were makel on a person. Because of his fast, that 7 brachas of Ne'ilah should pater the standard 18. So that's why that's not a good question. Only the first one of where do we say Havdallah, that's a good question. Now Rav Babar Mamal Amr Chavraya, Rav Babar Mamal said to Chachamim, Marai, which means Rabbeisai, Min Kulchan Shamas, from all you I hear, She'ein Ne'ilah pater Shal Erev, then Ne'ilah does not pater the evening davening, meaning doesn't pater Myrev. And Rav Simeon says to Shem Relevi, Ein Ne'ilah pater Shal Erev, Ne'ilah does not pater Myrev. And Rav Yisrael Rabban, Vitan Rav Chia Ken Rav Chia teaches this, that Bechol Yom Adam Espal Shemana Esrei, every day a person daven Shemana Esrei 18 brachas b'matzei Shabbos u'b'matzei Yom HaKippurim u'b'matzei Tainas Sibur. So we see that even on a matzei fast, a person davens 18 brachas, not 7, not Ne'ilah. Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman says b'shem Rishu ben Levi, Yom Kippur m'shchal yos b'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, afal pi she'ein Ne'ilah b'Shabbos. Even though on Shabbos there's no Ne'ilah, still mazker shel Shabbos ben Ne'ilah. We're going to mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah because Yom Kippur, so we're going to be saying Ne'ilah, and so we are going to mention Shabbos. And similarly, Rav Simeon says b'shem Rishu ben Levi, Shabbos shechal yos b'Chanukah, when it's Shabbos Chanukah, afal pi she'ein Musaf b'Chanukah, even though we don't have Musaf on Chanukah, mazker shel Chanukah b'Musaf, still, when we daven Musaf on Shabbos, we're going to mention Chanukah, meaning we say Yal V'Yavai. And Ois van Allah Rosh Chodesh shechal yos b'Tainis, they added on to this, that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on a fast, we had mentioned this a number of daf ago, that when there were geyser, a series of fast days, and then it turned out that Rosh Chodesh was on one of them, we're actually going to fast and treat it as a fast day, even though it's Rosh Chodesh. So in such a case, when Rosh Chodesh falls on a fast day, afal pi she'ein Ne'ilah b'Rosh Chodesh, even though there's no Ne'ilah on Rosh Chodesh, mazker shel Rosh Chodesh ben Ne'ilah, when we daven Ne'ilah for the fast day, we're going to mention Rosh Chodesh. We continue discussing this. Rosh Chodesh v'tainis, echanu masker shel tainis b'mosaf. That's the proper girsa. When you're Rosh Chodesh and a tainis falling out, where does he mention tainis in Musaf? Because again, it's Rosh Chodesh who's going to be davening Musaf, but it's also a fast day. So where does he mention the fast day in Musaf? We know that in regular fast day, Shmana Esrei, so there's a special bracha baninu which is added in, but that's in the middle brachos. Everyone, we're talking about Musaf, so where's it going to be added in? So Rav Zeir Amar, he says, Baidaya in Maidim. Whereas Rav Mamal Amar, he says, Bavoida in Ritzei. Whereas Rav Vuna Amar, he says, I'm a bracha revius. It's said as the fourth bracha. That doesn't really mean the fourth bracha. It just means it's said as a bracha by itself after Kedushas Hayom, meaning after we say the main bracha of Musaf Shemayna Esrei before Ritzei, the fast day bracha of Anenu is added in. And Amar Bar Rabba says the same thing, Mamatonim B'chol Makam B'Amar Bracha Revius, just like we find in all other situations, meaning in regular Shemayna Esrei fast day, it's added in as a fourth bracha, meaning its own bracha of Kan Bracha Revius. So to over here, when it's Musaf Rosh Chodesh, it's a fast day, we add it in as its own bracha. And V'Nafak Ovda Kadad Rabba, a case actually came out, passing on like Rabba. And now we bring up this Gemara that we had before from Parag Beis. Bameh Kairin, when Rosh Chodesh and fast day coincide. So what's red? Is it Rosh Chodesh or is it fast day? So Rabbi Yisrael, he says, Karim Brachos Klalis, read Brachos and Klalis of a fast day. So Amalan Ramana, Ramana told them, begin my Dasa and Ditanisa. Is that because you want everybody to know that it's a fast day? So that's why you're reading fast day laning? Well, Ravina Me'ehoin, Voyadin Ditanisa, everyone's hungry on their stomachs because it's a fast day and they don't know that it's a fast? Of course they know it's a fast. They're hungry. So why do you have to read the fast day Kriyas HaTorah? So Amalan responded to him, Lo Yediacha, Shekarim Brachos Klalis, to let you know that when it's a fast day, even though it's Rosh Chodesh as well, you're still going to read the Brachos Klalis. Now, Rav Yudan Kapit Kaya, Amar Kurmi Rabbi Yosef, Bashim Rabbi Yudan Barpazi, Rav Yudan Kapit Kaya, said in front of Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rav Yudan Barpazi, the Karim Rosh Chodesh, when fast day and Rosh Chodesh coincide, we read Rosh Chodesh Kriya. Now, Karim Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudan Barpazi, that's proper Girsa, Rabbi Yosef ended up meeting Rabbi Yudan Barpazi, and Amar Leh, he asked him, At Shamus Min Avoch Hadam Milsa, did you really hear this from your father? That when a fast day falls on Rosh Chodesh, we read Rosh Chodesh Kriya? So Amar Leh told him, Abba Loyam Arkane, my father didn't say that. Ela Be'enei Tov, only in a place called Enei Tov, Adei De Inon Yadin, to Huresh Yarcha, since that was a place that they were Mekadesh the Chodesh, that's where they let everyone know that it's Rosh Chodesh, Chafal Fon Beis on top, Karim Rosh Chodesh. So that's why in that place, they read Rosh Chodesh Kriya, even though it was a Tainis, but Ushar Kol Mekaimus, Karim Brachos Klalis. All other places, when it's Rosh Chodesh Tainis, they're going to read Tainis Kriya, not Rosh Chodesh. We can discuss it when we have two special days. What's the Kriya Satira? So the Gemara tells us, Yirmiya Safra Shalar of Yirmiya, Rosh Chodesh Chalios Beshabbos, when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but Mekairin, what's the Kriya Satira? So Ramalei told him, Karim Rosh Chodesh, we read Rosh Chodesh. And Rav Chalboi Kumir of Imi, he tells us, Masisa Amarkin, we have a Mishnah Maseches Megillah that tells us this, L'chol Mafsikin, in regards to everything, we pause, L'Rosh Chodeshim L'chanukah L'Purim, meaning when it's Shabbos, but it's also a special day, such as Rosh Chodesh Chanukah L'Purim, so then we're going to pause the Shabbos Kriya, and we're going to read Rosh Chodesh Chanukah L'Purim. Now we know that in practice, what we do nowadays is the Maftar and Haftarah are special and unique to the day, but not the actual Kriya itself. Another discussion about this, Yitzchak Schaira, Shalor of Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh Chalios B'Chanukah B'Makarin. What about when it's Chanukah and also Rosh Chodesh? We know that's Rosh Chodesh Teves. So what's read? Is it Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh? Amar Lehi told him, Karin Shloish Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Chanukah. Read three aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh and one of Chanukah. We know that Rosh Chodesh requires four aliyahs, so three of those are going to be Rosh Chodesh, and one of those is going to be Chanukah. However, Pinchas quotes of Simon, who quotes of Abba Bar Zmina, and Matibo is inclined to say B'Shem Rav Dum and Chayfa, that really it's all the way around. Shloish B'Chanukah V'Echad Rosh Chodesh. Three of Chanukah leaning and one of Rosh Chodesh. Why is that? Le'idiach HaShaloi Barvi Al Machus Rosh Chodesh. That's to show that the fourth aliyah is only there because of Rosh Chodesh, so that fourth aliyah is going to be Rosh Chodesh Kriya. However, Shalom Yisafer Shalor Rav Mana, he asks as follows, Hagatzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shechal Rosh Chodesh al Chanukah liyas b'Shabbes, if Rosh Chodesh Chanukah falls on Shabbos, v'lo shiva kriyan inun, aren't there seven aliyahs? As we said before, that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we're going to read Rosh Chodesh, and that's going to be seven aliyahs. And so when Rosh Chodesh Chanukah falls on Shabbos, it's also going to be seven aliyahs. And Yisrael Chameimar Shaloi Barvi Elamachmas Rosh Chodesh, are you able to say in this situation that the fourth one is only there because of Rosh Chodesh? No, we're reading seven aliyahs. So by that same token, when it's Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, there's no reason to say that the fourth aliyah is Rosh Chodesh to show that the fourth aliyah is because of Rosh Chodesh. And really, it could be the other way around, three of Rosh Chodesh and one of Chanukah. And he told him, Vadosh Ilti de Safra. This is a question by a Safra, by a Sofer, a Talmud Chacham. I mean, this is a great question. And we continue discussing, Rebbe Mifkid La Avdan Amayre, Rebbe instructed Avdan, which was the name of his Amayra. Over here, Amayra refers to a spokesperson. The way that it worked is that the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, he didn't have a microphone system, and he wouldn't belt out the shiur himself. He would just say a few words or a couple phrases or part of the shiur to his Amayra, his spokesperson. And then that person, also known as the Meturgamon, would explain the shiur in a loud voice to everyone there. So Rebbe instructed Avdan, who is Amayra, Achras Kumehoin, you can make an announcement in front of everyone, Manda Matzli, whoever wants to daven, Yatzli Duramsha Aduyam Akayom, he could daven the evening tefillah while it's still daytime, meaning you could daven Meiriv even though it's still light outside. Now this has to do with the Sugi and Barachas, where there's Machlaikas up until when a person is allowed to daven Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mincha is only allowed to be davened until Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, and that means that after Plag HaMincha, one could already daven Meiriv even though it's still light outside. And so that's what Rebbe was telling Avdan, tell everyone that if they want to daven Meiriv early, they could do so. And similarly, Rav Chiya Barva, Mafkid Amayre, Achras Kumehain, tell everyone that Man Dematzli Yatzli Duramsha Aduyem Akayom, if a person wants to daven Meiriv, he could do so while it's still light outside. And Rav Chanina says that Mashchi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Eitzel Bodaki Echad, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, he pulled me, he dragged me to Bodaki to an inn, Va'amarlin, he told me, Kan Nispalel Abba Shalele Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, over here my father davened Friday night's davening on Erev Shabbos. That's what we call early Shabbos, which means he davened Meiriv of Friday night while it was still daytime on Friday. However, Amar Ravim Ravimi said, Rabbi Yochanan Palag, Rabbi Yochanan argues with this, the Meiriv is not allowed to be davened so early. However, says the Gemara, V'lo have a tzarchem spalga, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to argue with this. Lama, why is that? Because there's really a difference. Shekein Masif and Mechal HaKodesh, specifically in regards to Shabbos, we know that we add on from the Chayil, from the weekday, onto Kodesh, and we always take in Shabbos a little bit early for that. And by the same token, once a person takes Shabbos in early, he could also daven Ma'ariv because it's already considered Shabbos. Right? And furthermore, how do we know this, that one can daven Ma'ariv early on Friday, even though it's not nighttime yet? Desalkon chamurayim in Arav letzipayrin. They're donkey drivers that left this place called Arav. They went to Tzipayrin. This is on Erev Shabbos. Va'amrin. And they said that Kfar Shavas Reb Chanina ben Daisa Be'iroi, Reb Chanina ben Daisa, he already was Shavas. He already took in Shabbos in his city, which was Arav. And so we say Reb Chanina ben Daisa would daven Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos. And so specifically Erev Shabbos, it's different. So we just clarify Vahayda Amrda, where was this said? Meaning, where did Rabbi Yechon argue regarding doing something? It was the Amr Rabbi Chanina said, Mashchin Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Eitz Medaki Echad, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi pulled me to an innkeeper, Va'amrli, and he told me, Kandispal Abishal might say Shabbos b'Shabbos. Over here, my father davened Matzei Shabbos Ma'ariv on Shabbos, meaning he davened Ma'ariv Matzei Shabbos early, and that's what Rabbi Yechon had a problem with. However, says the Gemara, Vafila Allah Lehavat Srichim Spalga, even on this, he shouldn't have argued. Why is that? The Rebbe Mifkel Avdon Amayrei, because Rebbe instructed Avdon his Amayra, Achros Kumehain, you can make an announcement in front of everyone, Mand Matzli, Yatzli, Dram Shad Yom Akayom, whoever wants to daven, he can daven Ma'ariv while it's still daytime, and Rechim Barbam Mifkel Amayrei, the same thing, Achros Kumehain, make an announcement to everyone, Mand Matzli, Yatzli, Dram Shad Yom Akayom, and that refers to even Ma'ariv on Matzei Shabbos. More discussions about Ma'ariv, the base Rabbi Yanei Armin, base Mesh of Rani, they would say, Allah Adam Lemitasa, if a person already went into bed, Ein Matrichan Olaf Sheyred, we're not Matrichim to go down and daven Ma'ariv. That's because they hold that Ma'ariv is a reshus. It's elective. One doesn't have to daven Ma'ariv. We know that tefillahs correspond to the karbanos. So we have Shachar and Mincha, which correspond to the Tom Shal Shachar and Tom Shal Bein Arbayim. And Ma'ariv corresponds to the burning of the murim, of the fats and different sacrificial parts that are allowed to be burned at night. And so therefore we have Ma'ariv. However, since those are not liyikuva, if they're not burned, the carbon is still kosher. It also tells us that Ma'ariv is not liyikuva and it's just a reshus. So the base mentioned Rabbi Yanei, they would say that if a person already went to bed and he didn't daven Ma'ariv, he doesn't have to daven. However, Rabzeir says, Kol zman davena avad kein, every time I would do that, havena mispachet b'lelia, I would be terribly frightened at night, and therefore a person should be davening Ma'ariv. Less lachel kada, the only heter one has regarding Ma'ariv is Rabbi Mifkel Avdon Amayre, Achros Kumehain, Mandamatzli Yatzid Ramshad Yamakayom, and Ruchi Barbal Mifkel Amayre, Achros Kumehain, Mandamatzli Yatzid Ramshad Yamakayom. As if a person wants to daven early while it's still daytime, he could do that, but skipping Ma'ariv altogether, he's not allowed to. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Ma'ariv, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.